The office is where Principal lives. I know my way there by heart. There is a typing lady there, too. She looked over the counter at me. Well, well, well. Would you look who it is? She said. I looked down at myself. Well, 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 it looks like me, I said, kind of quiet. The typing lady pointed at the blue chair. The blue chair is where bad kids sit. Only I'm not even bad, but I still have to sit there sometimes. I put my feet on the edge of the chair, and I hid my face in my knees. If you don't hide your face, people can recognize yourself. Finally, I peeked one eye at Principal's door. And guess what? That guy was looking right back at me.
Is that Junie B. Jones I see out there?
He asked. I did a gasp, because Principal can even recognize me from one eyeball, apparently. I went into his office, and I sat in the big wood chair. Principal winked at me.
I'm a little bit surprised to see you, Junie B.,
he said.
You haven't been sent here for quite some time.
I nodded. I know it, I said. That's because my behavior has shown considerable improvement. I pronounced the words very perfect. My teacher printed those words on my report card, I said. And guess what else showed improvement? My speaking, that's what. 'Cause I don't say runned anymore, and I don't say thinked, and I don't say throwed. Do you want to hear me say them right? Huh? Do you, Principal? I took a big breath. Ran, 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 thought, 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 through, 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 I said. I smiled very proud. See? I told you. Mother says I'm getting a better vocabulary, I said.
Vocabulary,
said Principal. Whatever, I said. Principal smiled.
Yes, well, I'm delighted with your improvements, Junie B.,
he said.
But if everything has gotten better, then why are you here?
I wiggled in my chair, very uncomfortable. Because it wasn't my fault, that's why, I said.
What wasn't your fault?
Said Principal. I wiggled some more. Then finally, I told Principal about how my teacher made us write a graduation poem and how she said the last word had to rhyme with blue. And so Polly Allen Puffer rhymed the word P-U, I said. But then Mrs. got very mad at him because she did not appreciate his behavior, young man. Only too bad for me, because my brain thought of an even sillier poem and my mouth couldn't hold it inside. Principal closed his eyes. He did some deep breaths. All right, he said.
Let's hear it.
I gulped, very worried. Then I made my voice real soft. Roses are red, violets are blue. Graduation is here, and your feet smell like stink, I said.